Hey, Dean, is that you?
All right.
Well, I was starting to panic because I don't have my computer, and I've never done it on my phone before, hosted. So yeah. I was concerned that this was not going to work, but no. It is. That's good.
I had a kind of an emergency situation come up that I was dealing with, and I kept thinking, I got to get finished with this because I'm supposed to be doing this call, and then I couldn't find the number, and, you know.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, here we are. Yeah. Hey, do you, while we're waiting on folks, do you know Dr. Alan Mendenhall, Troy University?
No.
He's gonna be sharing at the lunch. But this guy, I spotted this guy on Fox News one day, and I saw he was at Troy. So I reached out to him, and turns out he lives in Auburn. Grew up in Auburn. Born and raised. So
Trinity. Everybody lives in Auburn. Yeah.
I know. But anyway, he was on there talking about they've started a program down there in the business or economic school. One of those, and that's what they've been having them on Fox about and all that kind of stuff, just dealing with corporate responsibility in the age of wokeism and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I found out he was a committed believer and not an abrasive believer, you know. Yeah. He just was good. He was really good. Good guy. So
he's going to
do a Q&A, share a little bit, and then do a Q&A at lunch that day, which I think would be really helpful for our business folks. He was dean of the law school, and he was assistant state's attorney. So check him out on Facebook sometime. His career list on there is, and he's only 39. I thought I don't know how you do all that in, you know, under 60 years.
So he's going to be there both days or just one day?
Just Wednesday. Yeah, he can't.
Just Tuesday. Wednesday. Okay.
The day. the day that we typically have somebody, you know, we typically have somebody share at the dinner, but at lunch, we've had that. Most of the folks will be there the second day. Not everybody's going to be able to make the dinner on Wednesday, on Tuesday. Yeah. I get them confused.
And we established that, what time do you think we would be done?
On Tuesday, on Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
By 1:30.
Okay, so me making my 3 o'clock board meeting is not a problem.
Oh, yeah, on the 26th? No.
Yeah, on the 26th.
Yeah.
It's a Zoom meeting, and I guess worst case is if Cam would let me use a room with good technology, I could just stay and do it before I leave, so.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. And I got to believe they got good technology.
Better have it. Yeah, he does a lot of board meetings there, so.
I'm not sure what's going on this morning, Dean. I'm afraid I've done.
Well, that's all right. I mean, if you get no show.
Everybody's got the same link. I hope it's not something on my end here with the. Yeah, the nobody doesn't make any sense. We've had.
Yeah, because you normally would have somebody. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I got all these people waiting to be admitted. Hey, is anybody else there?
Yeah, Andy's here.
Okay, there we go. We're not showing anybody.
So okay. It's all Rick was on.
Six of us are on. You know what the problem is, guys? I'm doing it from my phone. I've never done it that way before, so I'm really struggling to see what's up here. So there we go. Okay. Well, hey, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge, and very excited to have one of our favorite share this morning. Dean Collins is the president of Point University. He's got an extensive history in the business community and the education community, academic. And so, Dean, I'm not going to take any more time. Take it away.
Okay. Well, I'm going to confess at the beginning that this is something I just started thinking about today. So all of my thoughts are not fully formed, but I've actually read this passage 2 or 3 days ago. And as I read it, I got just stirred up as to what implication it has for us in the business world. So the passage is one that's familiar. It's from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 35 to 46. I won't read it because of the time link that we have. But basically, it's the story of John the Baptist has been talking about Jesus. He's got some disciples. Jesus shows up. He says to his disciples, there's the Lamb of God. Well, two of them pivot and want to follow Jesus. One of those we know is Andrew. Andrew, of course, goes and invites Peter. But the exchange that captivated me was when they turned, Jesus asked them a question. He said, what are you seeking? And they called Jesus Rabbi. They realized he was a big deal. You know, he has something we need to learn. And Rabbi means teacher. And they said to Jesus, they ask him a question, where are you staying? And Jesus said, come and see. So I started thinking about that invitation, the questions going back and forth and the invitation. And then it dawned on me, well, is this a WOM moment? Now, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you all are familiar with it. WOMM, word of mouth marketing. And most of us understand that word of mouth marketing is our best resource. You know, I did a little bit of research and found out that according to Nielsen's, 92% of us trust a word of mouth referral if it's somebody we know. And we also know that the buyer is 4 times more likely to buy if it's been a referral that came to him from a friend. Now, I don't want to cheapen the exchange that Jesus was having with these two guys and just call it a marketing moment, but I got to thinking about this exchange, and I wondered how our discipleship would be different if when we engage with people, we ask a similar question that Jesus asked. What are you seeking? Now, maybe that would be an awkward question, but what's interesting to you? What are your goals in life? What are the things that are important? What is your greatest ambition? Something that engages us with another person and allows us to see what sort of motivates them. Well, the other thing that struck me is, what would happen if we extended invitations to others to come and see us in our life? That if the relationship allowed us to kind of invite them closer in, and then I got a little nervous. If we said, come and see, what would they see? Would they see Jesus, or would they see something else? The invitation to come and see is kind of dangerous, because we're inviting people to a closer view of who we are and what's important to us. But oh my, the power of that moment, if they come and we show them that Jesus is living in us and how our lives are different because the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords dwells in us and informs our words and our behavior. Somehow, I think that if we ask good questions and we invited others to come and see, powerful kingdom discipleship might just take place. So those are my first thoughts. I'm probably going to write about it for one day next week, but I just thought I'd share it while I was thinking about it this morning with you all, and challenge you, as I'm challenging myself, to be more authentic in how I live out my faith and to be willing to take the risk to invite somebody to come and see a closer look of my life, hoping and trusting that they'll see Jesus when they do.
That's a good word. You know what? It would be nice if we could like select times and say, hey, come and see me during this time. Come and see me now. Rather than,
that's, you know, right.
Yeah. Anytime, wide open. Yeah, that's a good word. Thank you for that, Dean. All right, yes. Y'all, here's your challenge today. Get out there and invite people to come and see, and be sure you're walking in Jesus. So go be the edge.
Thank you all. Great message today.
Thank you.
Goodbye. All right.
We'll see you, Kevin.
All right. See you, Dean. Thanks, brother. Uh-huh.
Now I got to figure out how to close this thing. Oh, there we go.
Too.